In this week's In Light, may we return again to our Generation Voice Youth Media Project at WMPH and Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District to highlight work done this year by students in the program. As the school year ended, some of the younger students were asked to produce a commentary, offering a snapshot of their state of mind as they wrapped up another year and looked ahead to the summer and next fall. We'll check out a handful of these commentaries this week, starting with Zaria Young, who just wrapped up her freshman year. She reflects on navigating her first year of high school.
Leaving eighth grade left a weird feeling in me, as if there are butterflies just flying around my stomach. I was so nervous thinking about what high school would be like as a freshman at Mount and who I would sit with at lunch. Or maybe, was I still the tallest in my class? And I wanted to know what classes I had and who I had them with. I wondered, would I fit in as an IB kid or would I feel miserable at Mount? It was so many thoughts going through my head and I didn't know what to do. I begged my mom to get me to Shadow Lab Mount so I would not be as scared and so I could get used to the school earlier than any other freshman would. So on February 18th, 2017, I shadowed an IB student, and she told me everything I needed to know as it started here at Mount. She told me that it's not as hard as it looks, but she did say to do my work and stay focused, or I will struggle. So on September 8th, 2017, when we started school, I went to my classes, and I barely knew anybody. All of my friends were all in honors, and I was the only IB kid, and I was afraid that I wouldn't make friends because I'm so shy and quiet. As school started, I found it kind of easy, and it was kind of fun. And within like 4 weeks, one of my friends from elementary transferred, so that was good. We helped each other get all our work in, and we had fun while doing it. School was fine with her. She's like my best friend. And school was kind of getting hard, and we were getting frustrated really quick. Market periods 1 and 2 were okay. Not too hard, not too easy, but I felt like I could have done better if I focused more. I got stressed over homework and tests coming up, and I felt like I should just give up. Of course I didn't, because I'm still a freshman. We all go through this. And market period 3 left me scared again. I had butterflies again, thinking like, how will I get through it? I'm so stressed. But I ended up having to study every night, staying after school once or twice a week. I just was under so much pressure, and it was a struggle because I wanted to go outside and hang with my friends and just have fun. But I was stuck doing work. I guess it's good because it all paid off. But now it's the fourth market period, and I'm actually doing great. Like, before fourth market period started, I was on my toes, scared, stressing, because, like, all these market periods are so short, and I had so much work to do. But I'm glad to say that the year is over and that I passed. I had some fun times and stressful times, but the year is over. My freshman year is over. My first year, it's over. It wasn't as bad, but I have a wide awakening for 10th grade. Dear sophomore year, I'm ready for you.
Thanks to rising sophomore Zaria Young. Now we hear from Shafria Davis, who just completed her sophomore year. She says she's already worrying about being a junior and how to deal with the stress that's building.
My name is Shafria, and this is my commentary on the life of a teenager. 16 years of age, and I honestly feel like I'm 7. School is almost out. And I feel great. But what about all the stress and anxiety of the next school year? Junior year, the most viewed year by colleges. Will I have the same friends? Will I have harder classes? Will I have new teachers? I can go all day with these questions. As a freshman, you think high school is a stressful experience, and some people may think it was a piece of cake. And then you get to sophomore year, and then everything becomes a habit for you. You finally work through the year, and the counselors will come down and now we're talking about SATs and college searching. Like, but SATs, I'm not even ready. What if you don't do good on it? Your grade is too low for the college that you want to get into. What if you don't get into the college that you want to get into? I don't want to be working at a fast food restaurant for the rest of my life. As a 16-year-old, you're pressured to get a job and do summer work and volunteer. What will happen to my summertime, my personal time? The best thing to do is just relax and take the year one step at a time. Focus on yourself in the summer, improve your skills in your favorite sport, or make new friends. Do your summer work, search for a summer job, and build yourself up as a person. School will always be there, and so will the opportunity, and your summer is the doorway to all of your opportunities. Take the advantage of it and step out of your comfort zone, especially before you step into junior year. Junior year is all about your schoolwork, so if you go in stress-free in the year, you'll be perfectly fine. Who needs another stressful year of their school life? Nobody. This is also the time to try new things. Experiment with different classes. Take the AP classes you've been thinking about. Play sports you've always wanted to, and join the club that your friends keep talking about. It'll always be worth it at the end. Definitely have good friendships with your teachers. It will help you when you need help and better understanding for the classwork. When you take your classes as a joke or don't really have relationships with the teachers, their support will slowly become distant. Teachers aren't going to be as supportive, but will still be nice. It's your turn to take responsibility for your schoolwork. Teachers are there to guide you, not be your babysitter. The longer you take to realize this, the harder it will be for you to maintain a healthy educational life. Sophomore year is another way to prepare yourself for junior year, so take it seriously. You take your PSATs to prepare you for SATs, and you pick classes that will prepare you for your senior year. Sophomore year is when you need to take all the risks you can, but keep a focus on your schoolwork. Relationships and friends aren't your top priority, even though they are nice to have. It's important for you to focus on yourself and maintain your happiness. Get the summer job and earn your money and get everything you want. Don't rely on your parents or any adults to do everything for you anymore. It's time to be your own boss and be your own adult. It's okay for occasional help, but you need to be as independent as possible. This also helps other people take you seriously. You learn so much in the few years of high school, but keeping up with yourself can be mixed in with the hassles that you forget about. To all the upcoming freshmen, you need to learn how to keep your happiness.
Thanks to rising junior, Shafria Davis. Next up, we hear from another rising junior, Sean Coulter, and how the past school year changed him.
As I reflect upon another year, I look back on all the things I accomplished, the ways that I changed. This year was no different. I did a lot. I had a lot of fun and made a lot of memories. I think that among these was meeting new people and getting out more than ever before. Not to say I didn't have friends or anything, or that I didn't hang out with them, because I did. I just didn't do it very often. I enjoyed my solitary time after school. It was quiet. But eventually, this year, I realized how lame that is. I got so bored all of a sudden, I started going bowling. Bowling! So then after the whole bowling debacle, I decided I would start hanging out with my friends, going to the movies with them. That might be what changed it all. My movie viewing habits. I have a card that lets me see one free movie a day. It let me see all the new action blockbusters or sappy romances with my friends. It was fun, and honestly, I think it's what led to me actually enjoying spending time with them outside of school. Originally, I always just figured that I enjoyed doing things better myself, because sometimes people get carried away. Let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? Back to a camp out I had with a couple of friends last year. We had just gotten done tying one of them up with duct tape when my one friend said, "One second, I have an idea," and left the tent. Next thing I know, he yells, "Smoke grenade incoming," and popped an actual smoke grenade into the tent. The fuse was still sparking, so it lit the tent on fire. I didn't know what to do. My one friend was still tied up. My other friend had to grab the flaming fireball that was the grenade and throw it out of the tent. The sleeping bag was on fire. We put it out and we all got out of there with our lives, luckily. And we had to go and sleep in the car, because none of us could breathe in the tent anymore. So we go to the car, and it's in the middle of this very creepy field, and we're all tense, and it's so, like, we were so scared, we couldn't sleep. And so we're sitting there, like, this ominous feeling, this just immense dread is falling over us. Like, we're literally shaking, and just staring out at this field. Next thing I know, my friend goes, "Hey, what's that out the window?" And I look to my right, and all I see is a face of what looks like an old woman pressed against the passenger side door. We all started screaming and trying to lock the doors. I mean, shrieking. Like, we were loud for 1 a.m. Turns out, when we got a light on, it was our friend's long-haired father telling us to be quiet since it was, well, it was 1 a.m. These are the type of experiences you have as a teenager with your friends in high school. The hangouts, the get-togethers, the memories. See that full circle type thing right there I just did? That was nice. Anyway, they're all so important in shaping our personalities. Some people say you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. Why can't I choose both? Some of my friends I do consider family, not many, but there's some you stick your neck out for in any situation, unless it involves me, like, sacrificing my life for theirs, in which case there's no way at all that I'm watching your back. Like, I'm just not into losing my life. No matter who. I will live with the guilt, because at least I'm still living. But that's theoretical. That's not the point. The point is that friends are important, and they're a huge part of what makes high school enjoyable. Life is all about relationships. They're the thing that make life worth living, that give you a purpose. And this is the year I built most of mine. Through Ultimate Frisbee, going to movies, and being more open-minded with people rather than just avoiding them, actually giving them a chance to be my friend and finding out how nice and funny some of them can be some of them. I was more charismatic and talkative to people I didn't know, and because of that, I made friends that will last a lifetime. This year was the year I truly found a group of friends that I can call family. Thank you for listening to my commentary.
Thanks to rising junior Sean Coulter. And finally, we turn to Jackie Palmer, who was a sophomore this past school year. She offers a very personal reflection on her life and how it's changed recently.
My life was never really the traditional family, white picket fence, American kind of dream life. Many of my friends lived with their mom and dads. I lived with my grandparents. My biological mom wasn't in the picture, and my dad was addicted to drugs and in and out of jail. Also my life. As I was younger, I never really realized why I lived with my grandparents or why he was in and out. When I got older, I started to understand, but by then it was already too late. My dad was in jail for multiple charges, sentenced 5 years. I was 8. He got out when I was 13. I was a stubborn kid. I wouldn't talk to him for a few weeks. He lived with me and my grandparents. After a year or two, we grew closer. Then he met this girl who he married after only knowing for a few months. She was nice at first. I moved in with him. I was happy for a year or two. We did everything together. It was a white picket fence dream, the one I always dreamed about. Things started to change fast, and I saw the real version of my father that I was always warned about. He was back on drugs. At the time, I was in a serious relationship, and still am to this day, and he noticed that change in me as my father grew to be very mentally abusive towards me. So my boyfriend confronted me and told me how I needed to get out of there. It was easier said than done. June 17th, my life changed forever. I was planning this for a few weeks prior. Everyone in my family knew before him. Before leaving, I found my dad's drug stash, and any doubt about leaving was completely gone. I knew I was in danger. I said I was babysitting my nieces and nephews, so he drove me all the way up to Lancaster, Pennsylvania from Newport, Delaware. A normal 45-minute to an hour trip felt like it lasted weeks. Watching him drive away, still clueless till what was happening, was the biggest relief of my life I've ever felt. It was like I was finally free. About 3 days later, I moved in with my boyfriend, leaving everything I owned back at my father's house. The next few weeks were hard. I cried a lot. Things got better. My boyfriend was my rock. He made me smile and laugh and was always a shoulder to cry on.
How are you?
Then there was his little brother. He's 5 and has Down syndrome. The moment I met him, he stole my heart. Never did I think in my life these two boys were going to change my life for the better. This summer, I found out how strong I really was. Always hold your head up and stay strong, listeners. Also, I hope you have a great summer. Thank you for listening.
Thanks to rising junior Jackie Palmer and all the Mount Pleasant High students we heard from this week. A reminder that all these pieces are part of Generation Voice, our collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH. Our youth media producer, Sophia Schmidt, oversees Generation Voice for us, working with Mount Pleasant teacher Paul Wishingrad, who runs the career pathway that we work with there.